CR.
Tom, how are you and Bernice doing today?
We're headed back towards home from down here in Southern Greer and been down to visit the daughter. And you're off scratching.
This little low hole here is kind of be where it starts. I should clear up here at just any time.
Oh, we had to go down and pick up a pair of baseball britches that Denise is going to fix for somebody. I don't even know who they're for. But nothing special. Just sit around visiting a while, and the boys were just getting home from baseball and soccer. The one from soccer wasn't home yet. Well, it sure turned out to be a pretty day today, hadn't it? The weatherman said it was going to be dry. Of course, they never make mistakes, but just kidding there. But at any rate, they had forecast that it was going to stay pretty dry. And really glad to hear that for a little while. But we could really use the rain now that I think about it. I mowed grass today, and the grass was still a little bit moist. But it isn't going to be very long because I don't think there's any rain in the forecast till next Friday.
Today, but last night when I looked, there was a slight chance Saturday, but I'm not sure about down there.
Well, from what I see, not much. But we're thinking hints under norms now or something like that. But really not too far off normals for the year. Well, I need to wash this car, but I hate to go through a car wash because the next day our white car is a yellow car.
You and all the holidays, everything turns yellow.
Well, I'll tell you, there's no way to get away from it. And then once this is done with the tree pollen, then grass pollen starts, but it shouldn't be as bad as that tree pollen blowing around. All the maple stuff's blowing around. All the oak stuff's blowing around. Really killing people with allergies, but thank heavens. I don't have them too bad. Bernice has got some. But I'll be glad when it's over with so you don't have to wash the car all the time.
Now, Roger that. I don't have allergies, but if I get a big enough dose of it, it'll bother me a little bit for a few minutes, but other than that, not a big deal. But I do feel sorry for some of the people that do have them.
Well, you haven't been working this long, have you?
Yes, sir. I haven't made it home yet. I'm getting close, though.
I'm telling you. Well, kudos to you. Maybe it was worth the extra time. I hope it was.
Work 4 days a week and take 3 days off, so it's worth it to me. Thursday's really a long day. I left the house this morning at 5 o'clock, and it's a little after 8 now, so that's quite a day.
Yeah, I used to work them 12-hour days, and I did not like them.
I've always worked long days my entire life since I started working. I moved out of the house by 16, put myself through high school working two jobs, finished high school, and I've been working two jobs up until I bought this Matco tool route, so that's something I've always done, and that's one of the reasons my body feels the way it does now.
Kudos to you, I'll tell you, Patrick, that's something to be proud of. Well, I worked 7 till 3:30 for 32 years at one of my jobs, and I loved it, and they shut it down. And then I had a job that you worked, I think it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 hours and 2 12s, and so you worked 34 hours and you got paid for 40, and I loved that job. It was preventative maintenance and in a printing place. But after a year, they laid off 9 of us, so went to another place, and it had a similar shift, and boy, that was great. I mean, he was off three months out of the year, I guess it was, wasn't it, Bernice, something like that? I don't know. I can't figure it in my head now. But he got paid for 40, and that ended after 4 years, and they shut it down and sent it to Mexico.
He used to work at DuPont up here, right up close to the house. It was 12-hour shifts, swing shifts on top of that. You worked 14 days out of the month, and we're all 16. And you had a week off, a week stretch every month off, plus 2 days or 2 weeks paid vacation. I was loving that, and I thought I had it made when I got there. And they shut it down about 4 or 5 years after I started there. That's when I got back in, or went to school and learned how to work on cars, and ruined my hobby for me. And now I'm where I'm at.
Well, so life goes, as they say. Oh, I didn't see there's an accident out here in the middle of the road, or somebody's broke down, I guess, aren't they, Bernice? That's why that guy pulled over. I would have, too, but I didn't see it until I was right on it. But he's all right. Two cars, headlight to headlight out there, and they were trying to get the other one going. Oh, it was a tire, Bernice says. Well, you enjoy your time off, Patrick. I'll let you go. We're not too far from home now. Good to hear you this evening, and have a nice weekend. This is N0TR. Back to you.
You and Bernice have a good weekend also, and be careful on your way in. And I'll say 7362KO4HK, and I'll be monitoring.